each to give his measure of light. Every shining star which God has placed in the heavens obeys his mandate, and gives its distinctive measure of light to make beautiful the heavens at night. So let every converted soul show the measure of light committed to him, and as it shines forth, the light will increase and grow brighter. Give out your light, pour forth your beams mirrored from heaven. O daughter of Zion, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Only light can dispel darkness. When Christ came into the world, darkness covered the earth and gross darkness the people. The living oracles of God were fast becoming a dead letter. The still, small voice of God was heard only at times by the most devout worshiper, for it had become overpowered and silenced by the dogmas, maxims, and traditions of men. The long, intricate explanations of the priests made that which was the plainest and most simple, mysterious, indistinct, and uncertain. The clamors of rival sects confused the understanding, and their doctrines were widely apart from the correct theory of truth. Truth looked down from heaven upon the children of men, but found no reflection of itself, for darkness covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. If the darkness of error that hid the glory of God from the view of men was to be dispelled, the light of truth must shine amid the moral darkness of the world. It was decreed in the counsels of God that the only begotten Son of God must leave his high command in heaven, and clothe his divinity with humanity, and come to the world. No outward splendor must attend his steps, save that of virtue, mercy, goodness, and truth, for he was to represent to the world the attributes of God's character. But the world, unaccustomed to gaze upon truth, turned from the light to the darkness of error, for error was more to their perverted taste than truth.